country music gets up close and personal.
Spend some time in the country and get to know our guests. Spend some time in the country where the music's the best. The latest news and memories, two great stories that get told.
On this edition of the podcast, I'll be joined by Anthony Tulo, Rebecca Stevens, and Murray Williams. All of them are country artists from Ontario, and they've got great stories and songs to share with us. Up first, it's actor, producer, screenwriter, and country artist, Oakville's own Anthony Tulo. Welcome to the show, Anthony.
How you doing, Dave? Good to be on.
I'm doing great. Well, it's great to have you here. Got so much to talk about.
Great to be here.
Great to have you. A couple of your songs as well from your album, Switching Tracks, which I can't wait to get to, because you got a cool sound. There are some ballads on the album, but a lot of the songs have that great country rock sound to them.
Yeah, they do, actually. As I say a lot, a big thing, you know, one of my idols that I sort of looked up to was Bryan Adams. He was somebody who I felt was an incredibly strong songwriter. So I grew up with a lot of, you know, Alabama and Willie Nelson and all of that, you know, real great country influence. And then as I grew up, I got into Bryan Adams. So I guess what you have is a combination of both. You've got that sort of Southern country rock feel to the tunes.
That's a great combination of music. I mean, I love Bryan Adams on the pop and rock side. I love Alabama, one of my favorite groups. And that is really prevalent in country music these days with Florida Georgia Line, Jason Aldean, a lot of country rock going on.
I think so. For me personally, it's the way I write. It's my style. It's what I like. You know, I personally find that, first of all, live, people love it. You know, it's that whole driving sort of rooted rock, you know, foundation with the country. You got country rock. For me, it's a sound that I like. It's what I do when I write. That's how it comes out, and I prefer not to deviate from that because it's who I am. You know. So yeah, I'm a big fan of all the guys you just mentioned too. They've got that same sort of driving sound. Maybe myself a little more, but love it.
And you've been songwriting and performing since your teens. Let's focus on the songwriting part right now, Anthony. Take me back to when you first got excited about writing songs and how you first started. Did you sit down with a guitar and just start singing? Did the melodies come to you? Did the words come pretty easily?
Well, that's actually a good question. A lot of people ask me, you know, how do you write? You know, how do you do that? I don't understand. I mean, most people sound cheesy, but yours... You know, how do you write these great songs? And my answer is, you know, I don't know. I mean, I'm a spiritual person, so I believe that everything comes to me through God. It's funny. I grab a guitar, and when I write, a lot of times I'm not overthinking it. I just have an idea in my head, a feeling in my body. Mm-hmm. I'll just write, and suddenly – you know, these beautiful melody lines will come out, you know, and I guess I've got that gift and suddenly I'll sit back and go, wow, I wrote that. Okay. Well, you know, this sounds like something, you know what I mean? And then I'll do it again and I'll do it again. And suddenly I've got an album worth of songs, and it's just that way. You hear a lot of artists say the same thing. They don't really know where it's being channeled from. For me, it's a spiritual thing. You know, it just comes through me and, some nice stuff comes out, you know?
I think that's a great way of putting it, Anthony, because you're right. I mean, a lot of people can break it down, into a formula, into this and that, but so much of it does come to us that way. It comes, you know, we don't know how it gets there. We sit down to write, the words start coming, melodies start coming, and we just kind of sit back and go, wow, this is really cool. It's happening.
Exactly. You know what? Like a lot of people, Dave, they want to technically break it down. Let me tell you something. If you're a great, great writer, There's not much technical. It's coming from somewhere else. And your melody lines are not technical. You can't teach anybody great melody lines. You can teach them great guitar, and you can teach them how to play different chords. And there's lots of great players, but very few guys that can sing melody lines, and you go, wow, oh, my God. You know, that's sort of something mysterious to me. And I'm lucky I have that. You know, I'm very fortunate and blessed that I have that sort of talent, or whatever you want to call it.
You got it for sure. And one of the songs, Anthony, on your album that shows that talent, and this has got to come from a special place, the song Sinner in My Soul, which is also in a movie that you wrote, starred in. I mean, it's amazing what you did with this movie in 2012. Won a bunch of awards, which we'll talk about. But tell me about Sinner in My Soul.
Sinner in My Soul is actually a song that I wrote a while back, and it was supposed to be the soundtrack to a film I wanted to do called A Road of No Return, which dealt with human trafficking. And it was about a guy, basically, long story short, who's searching for his daughter. And his daughter was taken from him from a gang that he left, and he blames himself for the disappearance of his daughter, and he goes to search and find her. So he feels like a sinner in his own soul, because he's responsible for what could possibly be the worst thing that ever happens to him in his life if he doesn't find his daughter.
Mm-hmm.
So I wrote this song with that in mind, and you know, this had come after I had done a Secret Cross, so I had written that song afterwards. And it is taking a lot of people back. A lot of people love this song. I wasn't even going to put it on the album, to be honest. And all of a sudden,
wow!
I think one of my band members goes, "Are you crazy or something? You're not going to put Sinner?" I mean, that's. And I ended up putting it on there. I love the song. I wrote it, right? But it's grabbed a lot of people. A lot of people. When I did the when I got the cover of Cashbox Canada, Don Graham loves the song too. He just loves it.
Mm-hmm.
So that
was a great article from Don in Cashbox Canada. Mm-hmm. Great publication and great article in you as well.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate that. I read yours too, Dave, and that was fantastic.
Awesome.
Too.
Oh, thanks.
So,
yeah.
We
have
something
great
common.
Job.
We were in the magazine. Yeah, he does.
That's right.
Does.
Exactly.
Guy,
we're both
yeah.
in there. That's awesome. Don just does such a great job with that. Now, Sinner in My Soul, as I said, was in this movie, and we got to talk about the acting side of you. And in fact, in that movie, A Secret Cross, you not only acted mm-hmm. in it, you produced, you wrote the screenplay, you wrote that song mm-hmm. that's in it. Tell me about that and putting together that movie, which back in 2012 won you a bunch of awards.
Well, my story is kind of nuts. It's kind of crazy, to be honest with you. And I guess a lot of the business likes that. They like these crazy stories. My story was I had no money, and I wanted to produce a film. I had written a script called The Secret Cross. So I said to myself, what I'm going to do is I'm going to get involved in Brazilian jiu-jitsu. I'm going to go out there, win a medal or two, and then I'm going to build a studio and save every penny and not tell anybody. It's going to be a big secret. And then 5 years later, leave BJJ, produce a film, and do something with it. And that's exactly what I did. I went to Brazil, lived in Brazil. I won a medal there, came back, won a gold medal here in Canada, built a studio, saved a bunch of money, took about 6 years, and I ended up doing The Secret Cross. And I wrote a song called Darlington. And Darlington got the attention of Jack Lenz, who got the attention of somebody else and somebody else. Mm-hmm. The next thing you know, I'm in Nashville with some of the, you know, I produced some of the songs here, and then I produced the rest of Nashville with some of the best studio artists you can imagine. JT Cornfloss, Kelly Back, these guys that played for Keith Urban, Tim McGraw, everybody. And they were playing for me. There you go.
Pretty amazing. Pretty amazing to have that
long-term
goal, as you said, 5 or 6 years from that point when you started. Great to have that dream mm-hmm. in mind. The result of that is Switching Tracks. Now, tell us about the title there. Is that, Anthony, referring to going from rock to country, or what does the title tell us about you?
You absolutely nailed it. No one else has been able to do that. And you absolutely nailed it. Exactly, Dave. Wow, what are you, a psychic here?
There you go.
The reality is that I was more based on rock. And a guy came up, and he was in L.A., and he said, Anthony, let me tell you something. Your range, your voice, your raspy vocals, your delivery, your country rock. You are country rock, my friend. And you know what? You're that Southern Americana country rock. That's what you are. So lean more toward the country. And you know, I love stories, the stories that country tell. I love that.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, you know what? Yeah. I can do that. And it wasn't much of a stretch, really. I kept my rock element, and I just added my stories, to the lyrics to the music, and I sort of incorporated some amazing country players. And what you have is a fusion of both. And I I said to myself, it turned out fantastic. And so I said, I called the album Switching Tracks. And it just was appropriate that I switched tracks. You know, I went from all rock to country and kept a little bit of the rock, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, that totally makes sense, Anthony. Very well explained. And once we hear the song, our listeners hear it, they're gonna be able to hear themselves. So let's turn to the first song, Oil, from the album. And tell us a bit about the song first, Anthony, and then I'll share it with everyone.
Sure. Oil was written by Will Robinson, who is an absolute phenomenal songwriter in Nashville. He's written a lot of number one hits for a lot of people. And he thought I would do a great job with the song because he thought the way I would produce it, I would put the heavy guitars and my raspy voice. He said, this will just be badass. Oh, excuse my language if I'm allowed to say, but it'll just be heavy duty, you know. And so I went and produced it, and he called me from Nashville one day out of the blue. And I said, did I do you justice, Will? And he said, man, I love it. That's what he said. He said, I love
nice,
it.
Nice, wow.
That's it. So, there you go.
Great
Oil,
to get the
great
songwriter
song.
Telling you that you nailed it.
I was a little nervous about that, you know, but I felt I nailed it, but it's nice hearing it from him, you know. Then I felt assured that, okay, I did the right thing.
Let's share the song now. My guest, Oakville, Ontario's Anthony Tulo. This is called Oil on In the Country.
Oil deep in the ground, hit it with the drill. In the tank, good as gold, money in the bank. Oil, black as coal, makes a man sell his soul. It's colder, thicker than blood. Take a bath and that takes its blood. Tell the dinosaur this modern world needs more.
And that is my guest, Anthony Tulo, with his song Oil from his album Switching Tracks. You'll find that at iTunes, the whole album available for download, and you can visit him at anthonytulo.com. And man, the production on that is just so cool. There's just so many great elements in it.
Oh yeah, that was we did that over at County Q in Nashville, and also did some of it here in Canada. So we did a lot of it in Canada actually at Metalworks. So yeah, the production, it's just a real solid piece of music all the way through, from the backup vocals to the powerful guitars to the writing.
Yeah.
All credit to Will, who wrote a great song, I think.
Yeah, great all around, and your rock country vocals on there just giving it all that energy and great sound, Anthony. You mentioned Nashville. Talk about your experiences in Nashville and what it is, because all our guests that come on, of course, have been to Nashville to record an album, to write, and it's a pretty magical place.
Yeah, Nashville is a magical place. It's very, you know, I like the people. I think that they're very, you know, grounded, and they've got some of the best musicians there that you can find. And particularly with me, I deal with Paul Skolten and County Q, and the guys there are the best of the best, but you wouldn't know it. They're just great guys, and they really, they live and die for music. You know, it really is a great town, a great place to be if you love music. And I just find the whole atmosphere is friendly, and it's very open. And every time I go down there, my creative juices are flowing, you know, because you're constantly, you know, doing something with music. At least I am when I'm down there. So I have a good time in Nashville. It's a real nice place to be, sure.
What about your live performances? Because based on that song and your personality, Anthony, I can imagine you're on stage, giving it all you got, leaving it all on the stage. A lot of energy, I'm sure, at your shows.
Oh yeah, you know, I smash up the roof and kick the drum set. And I'm just kidding. No. Dive into the
stage,
you know, head first.
Right?
Yeah, sure. Get a few stitches, you know. No, The truth is that that's my personality. Yes, there's energy. There's energy in the music. There's energy in me. And I think that you need energy on stage, you know. And I think the most important thing live is to connect with your audience in some capacity. So you want your energy to be focused. You don't want to be too out there. But I found with my live performances that they've gone extremely well. And the audiences have really taken to the music. And, you know, for an artist, when he feels that, it's like electricity. It just brings you more to life. And then, you know, allows you to even be more into the performance. Unfortunately, a lot of bands end up playing to, you know, 3-4 people drunk at the end of the bar that don't, you know, care.
That's right.
But I have not had many experiences like that. I've been very fortunate that a lot of what I've done live has been pre-set up, or there's always been people, or there's always been a lot of sort of crowd participation. I've been lucky that way. So,
what are some of your favorite songs to cover in your shows, Anthony?
I don't cover a lot of songs in my shows. I do all most of my material. I have done, if I'm going to throw in some stuff, I may do some John Mellencamp, you know, throw in some John Mellencamp, or something like that. I throw in an Adams tune or something like that. We can transpose
sure.
it down, or maybe even something from Tim Hicks. You know, Tim Hicks has got some driving stuff there. Or
oh, for sure.
You know, there's Dallas Smith. You know, Gassed. I love that tune. Fantastic tune. Again, you know, a lot of the stuff I've done has been showcasing, so it's been my own material. But if I've had to stretch out and do, I mean, I've done Johnny Cash, I've done Try from Johnny, or, you know, his latest stuff, I've done some stuff from him. He's amazing. So that's where I, that's what I do if I had to extend myself, for sure. But like, again, I've been fortunate to be able to do my own material.
That's really cool that you've been able to do it and showcase, as you said, your original songs from your album. And I think I touched on it earlier. I know we talked about it before we came on the air. The ballad on your album, I love, Other Side of Letting Go, is just a great song. And it shows off your, I guess, your sensitive side, your heartfelt side, because it's just a killer tune.
Well, Other Side of Letting Go, written by Gordy Samson, great writer, great Canadian writer out of Universal. And when I got that song handed to me, because I had a bunch of songs handed to me by Bo Goldson and Eddie Wenrick out there in L.A. Who, you know, Bo was the, you know, he works for Universal, and he was very nice to me, and I felt blessed that he handed me a bunch of songs. But when I heard this one particular song handed to me from Eddie, I heard one verse and I heard one chorus, and I stopped and I ran to him and I said, "Are you telling me that Gordy would give me permission, or you'd have permission for me to do this?" He said, "Absolutely." He said, "Well, then it's a done deal." He goes, "Well, you usually have to think about, I don't have to think about anything. This is an incredible tune." When it came to recording, I knew that I had to raise the bar to match the song, because the song is so powerful that if I hadn't raised the bar vocally and emotionally, it wouldn't come off, you know. And I think that I did, as I got so into that song, because I love the tune, and what came out of it was a pretty incredible piece of work. I think it's a hit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would have to agree with you there. It's a great song. Your version of it, the way you sing it, is wonderful. It must be awesome to get feedback, Anthony, on your songs on this one or any on the others on the album when people have heard them and they tell you how much the song means to them.
Well, you know what? I'll tell you something. The amazing thing about this album, Dave, and I'm not just saying this to say it because I'm on your show or whatever. I'm telling you because it's the truth. The response to my album has been outstanding, ridiculously outstanding across the board. You know what I mean? I mean, media has been incredibly good to me, incredibly good to me. The praises on the album, myself, and the songs and the songwriting has been incredible. I mean, you know, I couldn't ask for more. And it's one thing, you know, Dave, you write, you create an album, and you, in your mind, you're going, this is such an incredible album. And then you get
yep.
someone like Linda Daw, who's been a legend. Linda Daw's been a legend in the business, telling you, my problem with this album, Anthony, is that I don't know which song to release because they're all so good. I've never had this problem. I haven't, and that's a great problem to have. You know, I don't know what to do. I've never heard an album where every single song, and then you start to speak to people in the UK. I just was on the phone in the UK, and they're telling me the same thing. And then you speak to, of course you're going to get your negativity coming back from some radio because you're the new guy in, and that's all that is. But for the most part, it's been outstanding. And this is from people who know what they're talking about. And then you get a guy like you, you know, who's been around forever, saying the same thing, loving other side of letting go, loving sinner in my soul. There really isn't a bad song on the album, I don't think. And I'm harder on myself than anyone. And that's what I feel about switching tracks. It's unreal. I don't think I would be where I am now if the album was not that strong. So.
Yeah, it is a great album, and anybody who checks it out on iTunes, where they can find Switching Tracks, your website, anthonytulo.com, to learn more about you. Another great song from the album, let's share now, called Borderline, another energetic song. And what can you tell us about this song, Anthony?
Well, Borderline is very personal to me because borderline signifies the actual disorder, borderline, which is something that someone else has had and I've had to deal with. And it was a real issue, a real problem. It created havoc for me. So I wrote this song sort of out of anger, you know. And I just, you know, sometimes you just let it out. And when I wrote it, I just thought, wow, holy smokes. I really enjoyed the tune, and I got it down. And when I recorded it, I thought, you know what? And again, this is another song that gets a lot of people saying they like it. So I hope it does well once it's released.
Let's share now with our listeners from Oakville, Ontario, Anthony Tulo. This is Borderline on In the Country.
It's the last time. Yeah, it's the last time. Crosby now.
Another great song from my guest, Anthony Tullo. That is called Borderline, which will be found on his album, Switching Tracks, which you can get now at iTunes. And again, the production on that song, especially as we get to the end there, there's just so much going on in the song.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That was full of vocals upon vocals. And, you know, I wanted it that way. I wanted that song to end with a bang, to really, really, really come off with a bang. So when we got toward the end of the song, we really wanted to make sure those vocals work properly. And I think they do. You know, sounds good.
Yeah, they sound great. Who would you like to work with in the music business from any genre of music, let's say country music, since that's where you're at? Who would you like to work with, whether it's a duet partner, a producer?
Oh, geez, wow. That's a good question. That's a real good question.
Put you right on the spot there, Anthony.
Yeah, you are putting me on the spot. You know, I mean, there's, you know, it would be incredible to do some sort of, you know, it would be incredible to do Sinner in My Soul with Willie Nelson.
Very cool.
That'd be incredible. Side by side with him, that would be something I would never forget. And there's so many good artists nowadays that I could play with. I mean, that I think I would if it had to be country, obviously, that I would pair up well with. But I think I'll leave it at that. I think what would be a great moment would be to be able to do something with him. A Sinner in My Soul, Willie Nelson,
yeah.
Or maybe, you know, if a guy like Dallas Smith and I would rock the stage, I think.
Yeah.
I think we would rock the stage, him and I.
Totally.
There's another pick for you. Yeah, I see a similarity there, so.
Anthony, this has been awesome. I thank you so much for being on the show. A big shout out to Linda Daw as well, as you mentioned, just the wonderful work she does, and she set this interview up. So great to talk to you and to share your music. And I mean, you guys sent me the album, and I've enjoyed listening to it quite a bit. So thanks again.
Well, thanks to you, Dave, for having me on. And I should let everyone know I'm going to be at the Canadian Music Week. I've been selected out of thousands to perform there from Sonic Bed. So I'll be there May 8th.
Awesome.
At the Cadillac Lounge, I'm going to be there. And Linda Daw has been nothing but terrific. She's absolutely amazing, and I thank her for everything she's done. And I thank you for having me on again, Dave. It's been a pleasure.
Awesome, Anthony. I have enjoyed it very much. Look forward to chatting again down the road. Once again, my guest has been Oakville, Ontario country artist Anthony Tulo, and his new album is called Switching Tracks. Up next, we'll speak with another Ontario country artist, Rebecca Stevens. Hold on.
If you love hearing the story behind the song, and if you love country music, then you'll love In the Country with Dave Woods. It's the online radio show where country music gets up close and personal. Maybe you're a big fan of Lisa Brokaw or love the sound of Paul Brandt. Maybe it's Dean Brody that gets you singing along. When you tune in, you'll hear from the names we all know and love to the new names that will steal our hearts. Dave isn't following the latest trend. This music is his passion. Tune in and get your country on In the Country with Dave Woods, where country music never goes out of style.
And let's head to Kitchener, Ontario now to speak with Rebecca Stevens. What a great country artist. She has a debut EP out called Here I Am. That's available at iTunes. Features the current single Better in the Past. And back in 2013, Rebecca was a part of Boots and Hearts as an emerging artist finalist, which is a great accomplishment. Let's welcome her to the show now. Hey, Rebecca.
Hi, how's it going?
It is going wonderful, and it is great to have you here.
Oh, thanks. It's a pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me.
And let's give a shout-out to Debbie Wood, because she set up this interview, of course, a great radio tracker and publicist from Ontario.
Yes, she's been awesome. I've only been working with her for a few months now, but she's been great. Yeah, I love working with her.
Now, we're going to get to your new song in just a bit to play for everybody. I should also mention off the top there about your YouTube channel. I was checking it out earlier, and you do a lot of great cover songs. You know, Miranda Lambert, The House That Built Me, I really enjoyed that. You even do Let It Go from the movie Frozen. Tell me about your YouTube channel and the kind of response you've had so far.
Well, I've been posting covers and original songs, I think, since about 2007. So it's been a while now, and I actually got contacted through a producer through my YouTube page, and that's kind of how I got started doing music professionally. So, yeah, it's been great. A lot has come
through
it.
Yeah, it's a great example, Rebecca, right, because we hear about, I guess, Justin Bieber got discovered on YouTube, and I guess a lot of artists, it's, you know, the modern world we're in. So this happened to you, so I guess it's a lesson out there to other artists beginning out that, you know, make use of YouTube and social media in general.
Absolutely. It can't hurt. I mean, it's a great way to get your name out there and kind of build up a following. So, yeah, go for it. Absolutely.
Now, back in 2013, I mentioned Boots and Hearts. Can you tell me about that experience and what that was like, being an emerging artist finalist?
Oh, my gosh. That was amazing. That was, so far, one of the highlights of my career. It was just an amazing experience to be a part of that, because it's like one of Canada's biggest country music festivals, right? So, I got selected to be one of the top eight and got to actually perform at the festival. I performed one original song and a cover, and I didn't win the showcase, but it was still amazing. I had tons of fun.
And you get to be up in front of a lot of people, right? It's a pretty big crowd on that stage.
Yeah, it was a little intimidating, actually.
Absolutely. I guess it helps you get better the more you do that. Obviously, as you said, you get up there and pretty crazy. Your debut EP called Here I Am. There's four songs in it all together, I believe. I know that it's at iTunes. Tell me about putting together the EP.
Well, I actually flew to California in February of 2013 and recorded it with the producers who contacted me through YouTube, Shannon MacArthur and Michael Getchies. And yeah, I wrote the songs with Shannon over Skype a few months before and then flew out there in February and recorded the whole thing in 1 week.
Wow. In a week?
Yeah, it was a crazy whirlwind, but lots of fun.
Now, how long have you been writing songs?
Since I was a teenager, really. I kind of used it as an outlet instead of, like, writing in a diary. I used it to get my feelings out. So I have notebooks and notebooks full of songs that I've been writing forever.
Oh, wow. Now, when you write stuff like that, as you said, sort of like diary entries, it's kind of personal. Is it ever a little bit scary or nerve-wracking to share those personal songs with other people after you've written the song?
Yeah, it definitely is, because it makes you feel very vulnerable to put your feelings out there, and especially, like, I'm a really shy person, so I don't like to talk about my feelings. So, yeah, it's definitely scary to put it all out there.
I'll bet. Mm-hmm. I'll bet for sure. Now, let's touch on your influences, Rebecca. Who are those artists that have got you excited about pursuing music?
James Taylor is a big one. My dad played him a lot growing up, and I love Carrie Underwood. I also listened to a lot of Leanne Rimes growing up, so I think those are three of the big ones.
Those are great influences. And James Taylor is such a, I mean, back in the 70s and through the 80s, I guess even till today, but those were, you know, his heyday. So many great songs, Fire and Rain.
That's my favorite.
Is that your favorite?
Yeah.
Oh, great.
Yeah, that's
such
my favorite.
Beautiful song.
I actually perform that one a lot at shows, so yeah.
I love that song. I mean, he's got just tremendous. I love listening to his voice. I find him really relaxing. Let's turn to your song now. We'll come back and talk about more, Rebecca, but tell me about your single, Better in the Past.
Well, Better in the Past is kind of a response I wrote to another one of the songs on the EP called Give It a Try. And Give It a Try was basically about being stuck in the friend zone with a guy. So then we wrote Better in the Past as a follow-up, and it's just kind of telling that person, see you later, I'm done with you.
Wow. And what kind of response has this song got when you perform it?
It's good. Yeah, it's usually a favorite of people. So, yeah, it's gotten a really good response. And it's just like a fun, upbeat, catchy tune that people can jam to.
Yeah, when Debbie sent me this song and I listened to it, I was like, wow, I got to have Rebecca on the show because it's such a great song. So I'm so glad you're here.
Oh, thank you. I'm glad you liked it.
Yeah, it's a great one. Let's share it now with our listeners. This is Rebecca Stevens, Better in the Past on In the Country.
I'll be gone in less than a minute, yeah. My love was infinite, 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 but it never found a home. Oh, I had to quit it, quit it, quit it. I was tired of being alone. Love doesn't work if it's not received. Baby, I had no choice but just to leave. I was moving too fast. We are better in the past. A little gift.
And that is my guest, Ontario country artist Rebecca Stevens, her brand new single called Better in the Past. You'll find that on her debut EP called Here I Am, which you'll find at iTunes. And her website is RebeccaStevensMusic.com. Rebecca, let's talk about, you did touch on it before at Boots and Hearts performing on stage, but what is it?
Mm-hmm.
What is the thrill you get when you're on stage in front of a crowd singing your songs or singing some cover songs?
Oh, my gosh. That's a hard question. I don't know. It's just like a whole different world up there being on stage. You know, you go into this whole different headspace, and it's just a rush. I love it.
Now, as far as friends of yours who may not like country music or maybe didn't in the past, have you ever won fans over to country music because they heard you perform, you're a friend of theirs, and then it kind of got them thinking, man, maybe I do like country music?
I have, actually, because a lot of my friends aren't country music fans, but I think with my music, it's like the best of both worlds. It's a little bit of country, a little bit of pop, so, you know, it kind of wins them over. At least I hope so.
I think it's always great when an artist can do that, when they might listen to your songs and then realize, hey, maybe I like other stuff, and then they might turn to the country station, and all of a sudden now they're liking a few other artists.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it opens up a few doors, and hopefully we'll make them like the genre as a whole.
Mm-hmm. Now, you mentioned you went to California to record the album, which is very cool. Have you been to Nashville yet?
I haven't, no, but that is definitely next on the list. I want to go there so bad.
Very cool. That'll be fun for you to go there and do some writing and even some recording at some point. Because as I mentioned to Anthony, who was on the show before, you know, so many people from Canada head down there and make music.
That's what I hear, yeah. So I got to get my booty down there.
That's right.
Yeah.
Now, what about advice, Rebecca, for a young person out there who's starting out wanting to be a singer and even write their own songs? What kind of words of wisdom could you pass on to them?
I just say go for it. You know, as a young girl, music was something I always wanted to do, but I never really had a lot of faith in myself. And, you know, I wasted a lot of time just doubting myself. I'd say just go for it, and you're going to hear no a lot, but just believe in yourself and follow that dream no matter what.
I think that is awesome advice, because sometimes it's just being persistent and believing in yourself, as you just said so well. That is the key. What about duet partners? This is a question that I like to ask a lot. I haven't given you any preparation, so you've had no time to think about it, Rebecca. But if you could name one or two duet partners from, it could be even from pop, from country, from any genre, who would you love to be up on stage singing with?
Ooh, that's a good one. Right now I'm really loving Sam Hunt.
Oh, yeah.
So I think he'd be one. And again,
yeah,
James
Taylor,
so
well,
because he's like one of my idols.
James
so
Taylor, wouldn't
too.
That be something? Yeah.
That would be amazing. Life complete.
Yes, exactly. Sam Hunt, who is one of the biggest country stars right now, brand new. James Taylor, who's a legend with Fire and Rain, as we talked about, and just an endless amount of songs. That is so awesome, Rebecca. I want to thank you so much for being on the show. It's been great chatting. I loved playing your song Better in the Past. And I wish you all the best in 2015 as you continue to pursue your music career.
Thank you very much, and thank you for having me.
My pleasure. Big thank you to my guest, Rebecca Stevens, and, of course, a shout-out to Debbie Wood for setting that interview up. Now I'm going to do something on the show, which we do on live radio from time to time. We're actually going to place a call to one of my guests. This is going to be fun. Hopefully he's home. I think he will be. We're going to call Murray Williams in Ontario and welcome him to the show. We got a song of his to play, and I'll say hello to Murray. Murray!
Dave, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing awesome. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be on.
And we're talking to you from the farmlands of rural Ontario, where you were born and raised. We've talked about it before, which is really cool. You are a real farm guy.
I try to be once in a while, yeah. live out on a farm, kind of, how would you say that? Halfway between Toronto and London, and that farmland area out there.
Now that's got to have influenced. I mean, I know that you have a very traditional country music style, but being on the farm has got to come into your music.
Oh, for sure. Actually, the first album I had out back in 2006 was basically all around the farming industry. Everything that was going on with the mad cow disease and crop prices, and I started writing music around that whole scene, and that's kind of where it all took off for me.
Now, you are a self-taught multi-instrumentalist. Let's see if I've got the full list. Maybe you've added something since we last spoke. Guitar, piano, bass, and banjo?
Yeah, a little bit of banjo, and trying to learn some mandolin off my son there now. He's teaching me a few things. There's all kinds of different toys down here in the studio, so we kind of play around with things and try to learn them all, but it's a bit of a challenge sometimes.
Yeah, yeah, I bet. We are going to play one of your songs called Lucky, and I know that this song was written by a couple of great writers, and they've actually contacted me online a couple of times to talk about the songs and what a great, a couple of the songs that you've recorded of theirs and what a great job you've done. Do you want to talk about the writers on Lucky? We'll get to the song in a
yeah,
bit later.
Yeah, writers on, sure. Chet Blum and Steve Owen put that song together. Actually, I met Chet about 4 or 5 years ago now, I believe. He sent me a few songs, and I recorded them, and I just, every time he sent me something, there was something there I really liked in his style and writing. And I thought, well, the last two albums I recorded was mostly all my own writing, my own original stuff, and I wanted to try something different this time around, and decided to pick up a bunch of their songs and go with them.
It's got to be great when you've got a couple of writers who know your style and are great writers and send you stuff regularly like that. It's got to be pretty exciting. I bet you look forward to whenever they send you a song.
Oh, yeah, for sure. It's been really enjoyable to listen to all the new stuff that they've been sending, and they've really helped me out along the way, too, in the U.S. side, hooking me up with the session players in Nashville and a bunch of good studios down there and good producers, and it's opened up a lot of different doors for me here lately.
Now, your sound, when I was listening to some of your songs again earlier, Murray, of course, thinking about a lot of different traditional artists, but in Canada, I was hearing a similarity to Gord Bamford and his style of music.
Yeah, you're probably right. I don't know. I've heard that before. And it's funny, a lot of the shows as far as the U.S. side, I get the Alan Jackson thing all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And,
yeah.
But yeah, it's definitely the traditional style music is what I'm about. I've tried doing a newer style country on a few occasions, and it just doesn't suit me as well. So you kind of stick with what you're more comfortable with.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. Let's talk about some of the country artists from the past that have influenced you, and just artists that you love in general. And I'm going to throw out a name, and I don't think we've talked about him before, but just to get things started, Hank Williams. Are you a Hank Williams fan?
I've done Hank Williams music ever since I started in the early 80s, I guess. I started playing music, and one of the first songs, of course, was Cheatin' Heart.
Yeah.
Another artist we did a lot of music from was Merle Haggard, of course. I think we did probably half of his whole set list when we first started. We really stuck to a lot of that, the country groups.
You can't go wrong with Merle Haggard. I mean, the amount of songs that he has that are classics, from Mama Tried to Today I Started Loving You Again, I mean, it's just endless.
That's right, yeah. And in fact, Silver Wings, we do on a regular basis to this day. Like, we still play it on all our shows, and he's just got songs that stood the test of time.
Mm-hmm. Where are some of the venues around Ontario, Murray, that our listeners would be able to catch you at in this upcoming year?
Well, we're picking up more and more different festivals and fairs as we go here right now. There's a festival they're putting on this fall or this summer out our area called Mackenzie Creek Music Festival, which would be out in Brant County area.
Mm-hmm.
And we picked up a fair in Dunnville Fair, a couple RV resorts that we're doing throughout Ontario. Berks Falls, we're doing a country festival up there. And all the various clubs and so on. We get into Niagara Falls area, Kitchener, pretty well any place that'll hire us.
That's awesome. I know a lot of people want to head out to one of those venues to check you out. Great traditional country music style of yours. And let's turn to a song now from you called Lucky. And you mentioned earlier Chet Blum and Steve Owen are the writers on the song. What do you want to tell me about Lucky before we play it?
Well, as soon as I heard it, I could hear myself singing it. It's just that style of a song, and has that traditional flavor, and it really appealed to me. And you can't beat the writers. They're great writers, doing a lot of good stuff down there. And it just seemed to click for me.
It's a great one, and I enjoyed it when you sent it to me to listen to a little while ago. Here's Murray Williams. my guest from Ontario, and the song is called Lucky on In the Country.
It's one thing to be lonely, quite another content alone. It's one thing getting older, quite another getting full grown. Never really thought my life was ever up to me. It's hard living up to what others think you should be. It's one thing to be yelling, quite another just talking loud. It's one thing to be bragging, quite another just being proud. Others seem to want to have my life in their control. Being held to a higher standard takes its toll. But I know I'm lucky to have ever found you. Or was it you who found me? We can tease each other about who found who. Either way, it makes me lucky. Smiling, quite another when it's confined. It's one thing to be talking, quite another when making sense. Make me leave family dinners every Friday night. Never struck a chord with me that seemed forced, just not right. But I know I'm lucky to have ever found you. Or was it you who found? I'm lucky to have someone who loves me like you do. I'm damn lucky, so damn lucky. Yes, I'm lucky, so damn lucky.
Ontario country artist Murray Williams, and that is his song called Lucky. Let's talk about songwriting and your own songwriting, Murray. When did you first begin writing songs?
Well, I guess I've been doing it for, seems like forever. I started writing stuff back in the 80s. In fact, a song I wrote, I think it was in 85 or so, I ended up putting on my first album 20 years later. I've always kind of had a hand in writing, and then it just seemed to be like I had to have a situation to write about or something, a life experience or something I've observed going on around me to write. And I'm not like a lot of these writers that can just sit down and kick out a country song. You know, I have to be inspired by something.
But. Yeah, that's a good point, because you're right. There are people who can just so talented at booking an appointment and sitting down and 3 hours later come up with a hit song. You need to have either something happen to you or to somebody else, something that you've experienced or seen, in order to write?
Well, that's right. That's the way it is with me. And I find a lot of things are based on family issues. You know, on my last album, I wrote a song for my daughter, Daddy's Little Girl. And the song that kind of was for both my kids there was 25 was another song that was on that album. And then my dad passed away the same year I was making that album. So I put a song on there as a tribute to him as well. So it was all different things that was going on in my life at that time. And, you know, lately it's been pretty uneventful, so I haven't been writing a whole lot.
That can be good and bad, you know, because as you said, out of certain
situations, out of trouble.
Yeah, there you go. There's a title right there. I'm staying out of trouble, and it ain't no
there
fun.
There you go. Sounds like a good one.
Yeah, we could work on that one.
Well,
I think
that's so cool.
Well, we should do that, Murray. I think it's so cool that you write the songs from real experience. And when you write a personal song, when you're done writing it, especially, you know, one about your dad, you know, a really important and heartfelt song like that at that time, Is it therapeutic after you've written it and maybe performed it a few times? Has it somehow helped you deal with something?
I think it does. And I think it brings back a lot of memories, though, too, as well. So it keeps everybody fresh in your mind. It keeps Dad fresh in my mind every time I hear the song. You know, it's a story of his life, and it's one way to always remember. You know, every time you turn it on, it's like he's still here.
And that's the great thing about music. It keeps people around that we want to remember, and we hear them in the songs. When you perform live, and we talked about a bunch of the places you'll be performing at this year, Murray, tell us a bit about your stage show and what it's like. What do you like to tell stories between songs?
I'm more of a, I always get told I'm more like Alan Jackson. I get up there and I play the songs. You know, I'm not much of a talker. I've always been kind of quiet that way. But we go up and we put on a good show. I got my son still playing drums with me, Rod Williams, and Dan McDonald's on the bass, and Paul Atkinson, he's a multi-instrumentalist. He does like fiddle, banjo, guitar as well. So it makes the show quite entertaining. There's a lot of variety and versatility in the band. And it just makes the show come to life on its own.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know there's a whole thing with artists. Some of them do tell stories and talk between, and others, as you said, Alan Jackson. And I know Conway Twitty used to just kind of go from song to song. And that's great, too, because, mm-hmm. I mean, we're really there to hear the songs, you know. So that's a great thing.
Well, I've always wished I've had that talent to be able to do the storytelling and lead up to a song, and maybe it's something I'll develop eventually, but it's always been tough for me. It's always easier to sing. I have the same situation if I'm doing a speech or something, or if I'm talking in front of a crowd, I'm hard to talk. It's hard for me to talk to people, but I put a guitar in my hand and I can play it, you know, so it's just a different, it's a little different thing for me.
That's the way you communicate.
That's the way
you communicate, is through your songs and music. Murray, it has been such a great pleasure. I'm so glad you were able to be on the show this evening and share your song, Lucky, because always great in chatting with you on air and off air. So I appreciate you being here.
All right. Well, thank you for having me. I appreciate it very much. And thanks for all you do for Canadian country music as well. I really appreciate all the promotion you've given us and everybody else out there.
Oh, Murray, thanks. That means a lot for me to hear. It's my pleasure to do it, to speak with great Canadian artists like yourself and so many that come on the show. It's awesome, and so that means a lot to me. Let me thank the great guests who are on this evening's show, Anthony Tulo from Oakville, Ontario, his album Switching Tracks. He opened up our show. Great to chat with him. And then we spoke with another Ontario country artist, Rebecca Stevens. Her debut EP is called Here I Am, and her current single that we played was Better in the Past. And, of course, we wrapped up the show with the great Murray Williams from the farmlands of rural Ontario and his song called Lucky. I'm Dave Woods, and that'll wrap up this edition of In the Country.